Good evening. Please confirm your identity. Welcome.
Look what the cat dragged in. Ignore her. Hey, big boy. Haven't seen you around for weeks. What have you been up to?
Violet, want another drink?
No, you go ahead and enjoy yourself. I'll catch up with you later. There she goes. Which unlucky bloke will be the target tonight, eh? Wanna make a bet? $200 on that one, over there, with the mechanical arm. Oh, he's gonna wake up tomorrow morning and not even remember his own mother's name. Not in the mood, I see. Oh, you're here on business. That's boring. You here to see Caitlin? You're in luck. The boss is in a good mood tonight. She just got back around an hour ago. Aw, leaving me so soon? At least let me walk you to the elevator. How are you? How'd the last mission go? Did you decapitate anyone? Yes. You're a spy, not an assassin. I get it. You mostly hire others to do your dirty work. Okay, well, come say hi if you've got time afterwards. See you.
It's open. Come right in.
I received some interesting news. I heard that Frank, codenamed the Surgeon, is back in town. What he's doing here is anyone's guess. All I can say is, things are about to get interesting. It If we play our cards right, we can perhaps convince him to sell us some information about the dark market. We'll have to find him first, of course. A hold over another major money hub will help solidify my family's rule in the city. No. Money by itself isn't power, but it certainly is a useful tool for getting it. The most useful one, if you ask me. Yet, tools are only as effective as the master or novice who wields them. What's that smell? A new perfume? It's not that pheromone stuff, is it? Well, I must mention that you are looking very polished tonight. Absolutely dapper. Handsome. It's a good thing I've only drunk a third off this bottle. Any more, and I would find it hard to help myself. We'd have a replay of what happened last week. The things I do when I'm in a relaxed mood. Come here. Brush my tail. Not with your fingers. With this. That's good. If you ever retire from being a spy, you could become a masseuse. Actually, no. I'm not sure I like the thought of you touching so many others. Unless, of course, you have your fingers around their throats. What? That could be interpreted in a whole other way. You're funny. Now, dearie, let's talk business. Have you taken care of those men on my hit list? They really have been giving me and my family a headache. Ah, and who did you hire to get the job done? Miro's men? Good. Very smart. Those guys will definitely keep their mouths shut. And even if they are caught, we wouldn't be the first ones implicated due to their ties with the Blood Mafia. I will make sure you receive the rest of your payment for the job before the end of the week. Now, get me some new herbs for my pipe. They're in the cabinet beside you. I think it's time we celebrate. That's it. The little red box. Thank you, dearie. Would you like a few puffs? It's good stuff. Potent. What do you think? Yes, the flavor is strong, and the herbs are especially fragrant, but that's what I like about this one. Some more? I noticed you haven't had anything to drink tonight, despite the fact that I brought over the gin you spoke so highly of last time. I bought it for you. You can take it back with you then. Is everything all right? Don't feel like drinking? In that case, have some water. You know, I've been concerned about you. It worries me when you sometimes go off the radar for long periods of time, with no explanation whatsoever. Naturally, you have your private life, which I do not wish to disturb. However, you are one of my top workers and spies. Therefore, it's my responsibility to ensure you are safe, and that everything is okay. You also seem different lately. Like you don't make decisions with the same precision and clarity you used to. I can't quite put my finger on it, but my gut tells me something is up. Do you need more security? Gadgets? Weapons? Monitoring systems? I'm happy to provide. Are you being blackmailed? No is good. I don't want to one day hear that your body's been tossed into a river, nor do I want to receive any of your body parts in the mail. I prefer them to be attached to you, if you know what I mean. Care for some chocolate? It's creamy. Yes. The danger comes with this line of work, and unfortunately, there's always a risk. My family is in a powerful position, and I help them maintain it. It means that sometimes we have to hurt others in the process, even if we don't want to. It also means we constantly have targets on our backs. I started this fantasy nightclub for the wealthy, as people who come here often have news that affect our operations. It's important to keep tabs on what's happening in the city. Lately, I've heard talk that our biggest threat, the Romano family, are planning something big. That's why I need you to be 100% here. And if something is happening in your personal life, or otherwise, that's affecting the quality of your work, it becomes my business. Relax. This isn't an interrogation. I'm just concerned. I do care about you, a lot. I hope you know that. Dried fruit? Jerky? Help yourself. Yes, I know. I am important to you. Still, it's nice to hear those words coming out of your mouth. You've been working for me for over a year now, and truthfully, you've been one of my family's greatest assets, and one of my closest confidants. What? You owe me an apology? For what? I can't promise that. Whether I get angry or not after you tell me is up to me, not you. Dearie, have I ever not taken you seriously? Spill! You've been doing what? You? A double agent? And working for the Romanos out of all people? You have some gall telling me this. And how long has this been going on for? I should have known something was up when that last shipment of stealth weaponry was seized by authorities. And when the whereabouts of our vessel was leaked last month. Why? For the challenge? Do you have any idea what you've done? I can't believe this. No. I'm angry with myself for my own critical oversight. So, all those times you put yourself at risk for me, taking bullets, even saving my life, you did it to challenge yourself and give yourself a sense of novelty? Let go of my arm! Who do you think you are? And why should I allow you to get out of here alive? Yes! I admit, there was something between us. I felt something for you. But I think we should both forget it now. I let my guard down because of my feelings for you. So what right do you have to waltz in here and tell me how much you realize you love me, and that you want to dedicate yourself and your life to me, and at the same time, say that you've been selling my family out for months? Hurting my family is hurting me. Your words are proof of what? and your logic behind that is? I should believe you because you decided to throw all caution to the wind and confess? I believe you, but it doesn't mean I forgive you. That would be way too simple. It's why you've been avoiding me then. Because you had to spend days in hiding, thinking about how you were going to say the things you just said to me. Weigh what up? I see. Nevertheless, you have taken advantage of my goodwill. Yes. The last two times you helped my family through potential disaster, but that does not negate the whole double agent deal. You said a few seconds ago that your life is now mine, correct? So you will do anything for me? Anything? My family's special concoction. You will drink this now. Be grateful that I'm allowing you to die in a somewhat dignified manner. It'll be quick. There won't be too much pain. Time to put your money where your mouth is. It's been hours and you're still blacked out. I should move you to the bed. What's this? Dearest Caitlin, if you're reading this, then I'm already dead. That's okay. I'm tired of pretending. I never expected to love you, but it's become apparent that you are the only one who has ever truly cared about me. Even though you can be overbearing at times, I've come to silently love you. Yes, I was a double agent. Yes, I sold your family out on more than one occasion. There is no excuse for it. No apology will suffice. I can only pay with my life. I want to say thank you for all you have given me. It is irreplaceable, not something money can buy. Sappy, quite unlike you. I'm sure you'll be surprised when you've woken up from the tranquilizer. I'm sorry, dearie, but I had to see if you were for real when you said what you did. From this point forth, you really are mine. Until then, let me think about how else I will punish you when you wake up.